The New York Philharmonic. From Avery Fisher Hall in New York City, this is Martin Bookspan, speaking to you by delayed broadcast and welcoming you to another concert by the New York Philharmonic. The broadcast is made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Today we welcome Rafael Kubelik for the first of six concerts that he will conduct this season with the Philharmonic. And for his opening program, he has selected music by Vaughan Williams, Schumann, and Hindemith. Rudolf Virkushny will be the piano soloist in the Piano Concerto in A Minor by Robert Schumann. In the first part of the concert, Mr. Kubelik will conduct the Symphony No. 6 in E Minor by Vaughan Williams, and the concert will conclude with Paul Hindemith's Symphonic Metamorphoses on themes of Carl Maria von Weber. Vaughan Williams completed his sixth symphony in 1947, his 75th year. World War II was over, and one might have expected that a new symphony would have had about it a characteristic of serenity and tranquility. Actually, nothing could have been further from the truth. The sixth symphony of Vaughan Williams relates to the same composer's fourth, a stormy, war-laden symphony, full of inner meanings and personal messages, which Vaughan Williams transmitted not only to himself and his immediate circle, but to the world at large. The symphony consists of four movements, and Vaughan Williams himself once described them as being each tied to the tail of its predecessor. There are four movements, an opening allegro, the second movement is a moderato, then comes the scherzo, and finally, what is perhaps the most remarkable movement of all, the epilogue. Vaughan Williams, at a recording session of his sixth symphony, described an ideal performance of this concluding movement, the epilogue, as consisting of not merely not playing loud, but playing a positive, sensitive pianissimo full of meaning and tension to hover for 13 minutes on the brink of inaudibility. And that precisely is what happens in that last movement. It's a mystical, eerie, almost extraterrestrial musical inspiration, which caps this magnificent symphony in an absolutely unique fashion. It was Sir Adrian Bold who conducted the world premiere of Vaughan Williams' Sixth Symphony with the BBC Symphony Orchestra in April of 1948. The American premiere of the Symphony No. 6 by Vaughan Williams was given at Tanglewood in the summer of 1948 under the direction of Serge Koussevitzky. And along with all his other accomplishments, Dr. Koussevitzky was an extraordinary interpreter of the symphonies of Vaughan Williams. Our audience greets the arrival of Rafael Kubelik, our guest conductor for this broadcast concert by the New York Philharmonic. And in just a few moments, Mr. Kubelik will conduct the orchestra in Vaughan Williams' Sixth Symphony.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Symphony No. 6 in E minor by Vaughan Williams. The New York Philharmonic playing under the direction of our guest conductor, Raphael Kubelik. Mr. Kubelik earlier this week told the Philharmonic's assistant conductor, David Gilbert, that he was among the first conductors to embrace this extraordinary symphony by Vaughan Williams. And Raphael Kubelik conducted performances of it in Europe in the late 40s, and then in Chicago in the early 1950s, when he was the music director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. However, since then, Raphael Kubelik has not conducted Vaughan Williams' Sixth Symphony, so that this performance marks his return to this score after an absence of more than a quarter of a century. Here is Raphael Kubelik returning, and as he has done now for the third time, he has asked the players of the orchestra to rise. As I said before we heard it, it was Sir Adrian Boult who conducted the first performance of Vaughan Williams' Sixth Symphony. This was with the BBC Symphony Orchestra in April of 1948, and shortly thereafter, Boult and the BBC Symphony Orchestra recorded the score. And almost simultaneously, there was released another recording of the score, Leopold Stokowski conducting the New York Philharmonic. It was Stokowski who was the first conductor on this side of the Atlantic to record Vaughan Williams' Symphony No. 6, one of the great works in symphonic literature of the 20th, or indeed of any century. And with this performance of Vaughan Williams' Symphony No. 6, we come to the end of the first portion of this broadcast concert by the New York Philharmonic.